light. Come on, light up.
Love Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, not working. That's just the devil. Loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you have been my help, therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand opposed me, but those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice. Rejoice means to be glad in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. I have read to you in its entirety, joy in the fellowship of God. and fellowship is just the gathering. I read to you Psalm 63 in its entirety. Chief, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, God, thank you for this day. This is a day that you have made, and we sheep will be glad in it. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your beloved city. Although it is cloudy outside, thank you so much for sending your son and the prophets to leave instruction for us to follow so that we can get into your kingdom, God. We praise and thank you for giving us sane, sound mind, for excellent health, for family, love, courage, patience, wealth, education, and all those things that you offer us, all the prosperity that you have to offer. In your son's name, we pray. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Thank you and welcome. Thank you for listening. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is the only day observed in the Bible where we are to keep it holy and rest. Sabbath starts Friday, sundown, and ends Sunday, Saturday, sundown. You should note to have your New King James Version of the Bible, your pen or pencil, your paper or notebook, a cold glass of water. Now, I want you sheep to follow me into the book of Isaiah. We're going to start reading chapter 9. But before we start reading, I just want to rehash something that I said last week. I told you about the world history book that I have to the 1500s, written by William J. Dulicker and Jackson J. Spilosovo. And on page 148, it tells us, it talks about the origin of Christianity. It's an old history book. You go and get it. You might be able to order it offline. It's the 6th edition. It's to the 1500s world history. And again, William J. Dulicker and Jackson J. Spilosovo wrote this book. And it tells us that Jesus of Nazareth from 6 BCE through 29 CE was a Palestinian Jew who grew up in Galilee. Now, I ask you, what are the implications of that sentence? What does it imply or suggest? You think about it. If I were to tell you what I thought, it might be a bit controversial, but I'm not here to start any kind of thing that is controversial. I just want to do what I have been instructed to do, and that is to feed my sheep. And since it took so long for me to understand it, God came back because I asked him, am I supposed to speak to the people? You know my voice trembles if I speak in public. I don't want to do it. But if I'm supposed to do it, just tell me where I can understand. And he came back 7-8 years later. I was waiting. And when I got ready to go out to play, the night before I went, I was ready to go out to play. He came to me in a dream saying, minister unto the people. what? And then I got up, watched the movie, went back to bed, fell right back into that dream, ministering to the people. I started getting up. Fear not, I am with you. So here I am. I'm telling you the little that I know. And I'm sharing with you where I've gotten that information from. So you go find it and you read the book for yourself. You'll find a lot of interesting stuff in this history book. Don't know why other shepherds have not told you before I tell you. Let's read from the book of Isaiah. We're going to start at chapter 13. It's my will that we finish reading chapters 13 as well as 14, but my will may not be. If it's not, that's okay, as long as I read, do what God told me to do, and that is to feed his sheep. Okay, Isaiah chapter 13. Proclamation against Babylon. What is a proclamation? Proclamation is a prophecy or an announcement. Let's read Isaiah 13:1. The burden. Well, now, what is a burden? Burden is a heavy load. It says, the burden against Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz saw. Lift up a banner. Lift means to rise up a banner on the high mountain. Raise your voice to them. Wave your hand that they may enter the gates of the nobles. What are noble people? They are distinguished people, aristocratic people, like your kings, queens, your princes, prince. For I have commanded my sanctified ones. Well, who are sanctified? Holy ones. I have called my mighty ones for my anger. Those who rejoice in my exaltation. Well, what is that? That's his triumph. His elevation, his power, happiness, the noise of a multitude in the mountains, that of many people, a tumultuous noise. Now, this Bible is using big words. Tumultuous means a loud multitude, noise. Of kingdoms of nations gathered together. God of hosts musters. The musters just means to assemble or gather the army for battle. They come from a far country. Now, when I read about this, the first thing that popped into my mind was the United States of America. They come from a far country. From the end of heaven. So I'm thinking that the United States of America is at the end of heaven. But you know, I could be wrong. Even God and his angels, even God and his weapons of indignation. Indignation is, another word is anger, to destroy the whole land. Well means a cry of pain. Okay, it's your turn to cry. For the day of God is at hand. It will come as destruction from the Almighty. Therefore, all hands will be limp. Limp means to be flabby, loose. You have no control over it. Every man's heart will melt, and they will be afraid. Pangs, P-A-N-G-S, that's a sudden, sharp pain. And sorrows will take hold of them. They will be in pain as a woman in childbirth. They will be amazed one another. Their faces will be like flames. Now, whose faces do you know will turn like a flame? And when I see a flame, that's like red to me. Whose faces will turn like a flame? I will not say who I think it is, but at any rate, this Bible says their faces will be like flame. Verse 9, behold, the day of God comes, cool with both wrath, that's anger, and fierce anger. Fierce means to be violent. When I see fierce, violent, just instead of saying fierce, I say violent. Okay, so the day of God is going to come, and when it comes, it's going to be cruel with both anger, with wrath, that's anger, and fierce anger, violent anger, to lay the land desolate. And when I see desolate, that makes me think he's going to lay the land empty of people, and he will destroy its sinners from it. The stars of heaven and their constellation. The constellation is just like a group of stars. You know, the moon, sun, and their stars. Verse 10, let's read. For the stars of heaven and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be darkened in its going forth. And the moon will not cause its light to shine. I will punish the world for its evil and the wicked for their iniquities. So what if iniquity? I always say iniquity is sin. But there you can say iniquity is unjust, is wrong, and evil. I will, verse 11, continue. I will halt the arrogance of the proud. So arrogance, that to me, that's a person who walks around with their chest out thinking that they are important. And halt means that he's going to stop. So let me just read that again. I will halt. Let's read it the way I when I see halt or arrogant, I'll read it the way I see it. I will stop the self-importance of the proud. But it's read this way, it's written this way in the Bible. I will halt the arrogance of the proud and will lay low the haughtiness, that's the uppish person or the person who is proud of the terrible. A terrible is horrible person. I will make a mortal, of course, you know, mortal is man, more scarce than fine gold. Oh, my goodness. I will make the mortal more rare than fine gold. A man more than the golden wedge of Ephraim. What are you saying there to me, sheep? Is he is going to make man scarce in that land. Remember, he's going to have war. And they're going to come from a far country. Verse 13, therefore I will shake the heavens. There's an S on heavens. Therefore I will shake the heavens. And the earth will move out of its place. Oh, my goodness. If the earth moves, then we are really going to catch it. You know, it may freeze all up. No telling what will happen. There's no telling what will happen. Let me start reading verse 13 again. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth will move out of her place in the wrath of God of hosts. And in the day of his fierce is violent anger, it shall be as the hunted gazelle. You know, a gazelle It looks like a deer. You know, how you go hunting for deer. That's what he's saying to me here. It's verse 14. It shall be as a hunted gazelle and as the sheep that no man takes up. Every man will turn to his own people. Everyone who is found will be thrust. Thrust means to be stabbed through. It says, everyone who is found will be thrust through or stabbed through. And everyone who is captured will fall by the sword. Their children will also be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses will be plundered. Plundered means to be looted. They're going to go in and take what they want. And their wives ravaged. Ravaged means for sexual conduct. Their wives are going to be raped in front of their eyes. Behold, I will stir up the Medes. Well, you know who the Medes are. It seems like the world just messing with the Medes to me. The Medes are the Iranians. Let's read verse 17 again. Behold, I will stir up the Medes. I'm going to say the Iranians. I will stir up the Iranians against them, who will not regard silver. And as for gold, they will not delight in it. So he's saying here, they will not be bought off. The Medes or the Iranians, once you get them started, they're not going to be bought off. Verse 18, so their bows and dashes to the young men to pieces. So let me read verse 18 again. Also their bows will dash the young men to pieces, and they will have no pity. Pity means to have no compassion or no mercy on the fruit of the womb. So if you're a pregnant woman, you won't be safe. They're going to get everybody that is not of their own kind, or those whose faces are going to look like flames. Their eyes will not spare children. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldeans' pride will be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, let me keep my mouth shut on that one. Let's pick up reading verse 20. It will never be inhabited, nor will it be settled from generation to generation. Nor will the Arabians pitch tents there, nor will the shepherds make their sheepfolds there, but the beasts are animals of the desert will live there, and their houses will be full of owls. Ostriches will dwell there, and wild goats will caper. Caper means to leap about there. The hyenas will howl in their citadels. Citadels are just fortresses or castles. The jackals in their pleasant palaces. Well, palaces are not in the United States. Maybe they are. I know there are some beautiful homes here. Her time is near to come, and her days will not be prolonged. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing me to read chapter 13 of Isaiah. Now, sheep, let's go into chapter 14, mercy on Jacob. For God will have mercy on Jacob and will still choose Israel and settle them in their own land. So they're going to be settled in their own land. The strangers will be joined with them, and they will cling. Cling means to hold on to tightly. to the house of Jacob. Then people would take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel will possess them for servants and maids in the land of God. They will take them captives, whose captives they were. Ooh, do you know what that is saying? And rule over their oppressors. Now, let me tell you what I think that's saying. Just as we were slaves here in the United States, yes, of course, yours truly is born of African descent, African American, and my family history tells me that I have Choctaw in me, but I don't have the money to get the blood test, so I can't say for sure. But I do have squinted eyes. In fact, they say, years ago, a child called me a chocolate-coated Chinese. I'm going to use that in one of the books I write. But that means to me that we were slaves here in the United States, and that it's going to be the other way around. It says, they will take captives those who captives they were, we were, and rule over their oppressors. So we are oppressed here in the United States. But that's a different story. Let's read, pick up at verse 3 of chapter 14, the fall of the king of Babylon, chapter 3. It shall come to pass. No, as a matter of fact, I'm going to stop reading there, and I will start next time at chapter 14, verse 3. I want to tell us how to be healthy in our old age. I have this book, and I live by this book. Thank you, Dr. Edie, for writing it. It's called How to Eat and Live Longer, by Dr. Reginald J. Edie. His last name is spelled E-A-D-I-E. If you live by this book, you will feel much better, as well as go to the health food store. And I go to the water station that's on Woodward between 6 and 7 mile roads, and I get my health food from there, as well as any GNC, but I normally go to the one that's located out in Eastland. But I want you to actually get this book. Go to www.eatandliveelonger.com. Order that book. And I want to have a closing prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your sheep, thank you for all the things, especially your constant protection from the evil one and his demons. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving our debt as we forgive our debtors. In Jesus' name, your son's name, amen. Remember, take God along with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next time. The road.
their heart. And I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause his love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful. The Jesus is love. He won't let you down. Follow your star wherever it leads.